time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, yeah. He's here. How are you all doing today? Oh, great. Oh, boy. What happened? I fell the other day coming because I had vertigo. And all of a sudden I was on the ground and hit my arm and did a pretty good job of removing some material from my arm. And so that's what I've been nursing here. And I may have to do some more of that next week, although things are looking better. It just takes a while for something to cure like that, especially if you're taking Eliquis. Oh, my land. Here, you take Eliquis, which promotes thinning of your blood, and then you have what I've got. Oh, well, so goes it. It's an interesting life we're all leading right now. It's something you ought to keep a record of in a little booklet at home of things that are happening, some strange things you might have heard or whatever. You keep track of it. It'd be good someday to look that over and say, did this really happen? Oh, boy. Okay. Well, let me see. Now, I can't have you come up today to pick up a prize or anything, but at least I can take some answers. And, well, let's see. Oh, a call. Just a second. Yeah. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Could you imagine how the few poor survivors of the Holocaust are feeling right now?
Oh, yeah, the survivors, yeah. The millions that didn't have no memories.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you heard anything? I heard a rumor. They're calling out the National Guard.
No, I haven't. I don't think they have.
Somebody just called my mom to tell her that.
Really?
Yeah.
Not that I know of. I mean, that'd be the...
We don't have enough guardsmen.
Yeah, that'd be a desperate move.
Yeah, there aren't enough guardsmen to do that.
Yeah. Huh.
You know, these damn rumors and...
Well, what would the National Guard do?
Everybody's supposed to be quarantined in their house.
Yeah.
What, some...
And they would come around and inspect to make sure you're in there?
I have no idea. Unfortunately, I can't think of such stupid, idiotic plans as that, so I would have no knowledge.
Oh, yeah, right. So,
it's just insane.
Yeah. But we, and those of us that went through rationing and the depression and things like that,
mm-hmm.
Oh, my. But like you say, the Jews that went through the Holocaust, millions of them are dead because of Hitler's regime. Oh, my land.
Well, the same kind of things that were, you know, forced upon them. And
that's right.
I sure as hell hope it's just somebody, some mentally ill person that's spreading rumors such as
this. Well, that's it. Rumors, at occasions like we're in, rumors are a mile a minute.
Yep, and some people just get off on spreading stupid illogical things such as that. So,
yeah, did you watch any press conferences?
No.
Oh, really? Governor DeWine has three interpreters.
Oh, the interpreters. Oh, that one.
They're on the front page today, one of them.
Yeah, and I will bet you anything that one of those three, if not all three, or they'll be a parody on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, my land, yes.
With those people.
Oh.
And, you know, some people even on Facebook said, oh, this is disgusting, people making light and humor of this whole situation. I can't believe it. I had to respond to that. They said that those people were idiots who made light and humor of this. Well, my doctor, along with a lot of doctors, say humor is the best cure for whatever ails you. And when you laugh and you're humorous about things, you boost your immune system.
Yeah. Boy.
So.
Well, anyhow.
Yeah, keep a light heart about the whole thing.
Yeah. Just
be cautious.
That's
exercise.
Right. Just
you
go about your daily life.
Hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you were taught properly to wash your hands, etc., proper personal hygiene, you wouldn't necessarily have that much to worry about.
Yeah, well,
you know?
That's right, yeah.
But it's the people who know better than others that go about and things and all that stuff.
I think people have been lectured a million times already about sanitizer and
mm-hmm.
coughing in your sleeve,
mm-hmm.
the basic things.
Yeah, everybody's elbowing.
Yeah.
I can't wait till they get up and they do the butt bump.
Yeah.
Instead
oh, yeah.
of elbowing, they just back
that
up.
Maybe next.
Bump yeah. their butts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, one thing with all of this insanity, I think it would behoove the grocery stores to kind of do something like a rationing ticket. If you've been to the store, you can only be there every 3 days so that everybody gets an opportunity to get what they need instead of, like I saw this one person, just a shopping basket chocked full of toilet paper and other things, and
it's amazing,
know,
yeah.
Yeah, it's that real. So calm down, people.
Yeah.
Relax and you know, do
I'm
something
about it. Yeah. I'm as calm as you can get, really.
Yeah, everybody needs to go out, buy some beer or something.
At my age, I can't go out and drink because I'm taking so many pills that they don't mix with alcohol.
Well, you need to call your doctor and say, hey, I need to take a shot of something at night to relax.
Yeah. Well, that,
I'm sure they could say something.
I'd have to ask you, is that before I take all my pills or after?
Take a shot, take a pill.
Three times a day, I have to take prescribed medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And
how are you healing?
It's slow, but it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And without any medical, my daughter, Angie, she's taking care of me.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, so be it.
Take some zinc. Take a good multiple vitamin. That'll help.
Well, maybe I ought to call Jimmy Baker and ask for some of that silver stuff he's promoting or was.
Oh, the former Praise the Lord
yes.
clubs?
Yes, Praise the Lord, send me your money.
The PCL, pass the
list. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Okay, well, I will get out of here. You going to have any questions
for
today?
Oh, yes, but I'm not giving out any prizes that have to be picked up. It's just a fun day.
Oh, okay. Play Jeopardy.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I like Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally I can answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll get out of here. And remember, people, go online, look up jokes, laugh,
yeah.
boost your immune system.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Okay,
bye.
See ya. Oh, yes. It's amazing, isn't it? But well, it looks like all of us will survive this, that's for sure. So how are you doing? I And you know, nothing has been said about people and the flu. And did you get your flu shot this year? I did for the first year in my life. I got a flu shot and never thinking that it would really come in handy. I also had the pneumovax to prevent pneumonia. So I feel like I'm pretty well shot up. So how are you all doing today? I've got a few questions here you might have fun answering. For instance, can you name the most popular version of toilet paper? The most popular version of toilet paper. 740-383-9944. Now, if you can answer that, that's fine, but no prizes today. This is because we don't want anyone coming up here, and we don't want to accumulate a bunch of prizes that haven't been given away. So we'll just have fun. The most popular brand of toilet paper is what? You've got a lot of chances there. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, would that be Don't Squeeze the Charmin?
And exactly. Charmin is correct.
Awesome. Hey.
Yeah.
I must be number one today.
Yes,
sure
you are.
Ain't number two, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Thank you,
very
sir.
Very good, okay. Yeah, Charmin is the most popular toilet paper on the market today. Yeah, remember that Don't Squeeze the Charmin? That's some years ago. Wow. Okay, you want another question here? Let me see. Well, I cross this one off. Here we go. Okay, caller.
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah.
In reference to the National Guard,
yeah.
As it was in the newspaper, Ohio Health put up a couple tents out.
Oh, yes.
There on Barks Road.
But
and I believe the National Guard are the one that put them up.
Okay, but they're not being used, I understand.
Aren't they? Yeah. Well, it's for triage for testing, and we don't have any testing.
That's right.
So we don't have any triage.
Yeah. Maybe we could have a picnic.
Yeah, but they're getting prepared.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't know what tomorrow might bring.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Yeah, and I heard somebody else say, the tent is outside Marion General in the area, but as far as I know, it's not being used. Okay, let me see. What else do I have here today? Where is the largest let me see here. Let me look at my questions. The largest hand-dug lake in Ohio. Yeah, where is that? It was to supply water to the riverboats. Okay, go ahead, caller.
I'm trying to think of the name of the toilet paper that answers the age-old question. There's a bear blank in the woods.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's funny because the adult bears in this cartoon commercial for that toilet paper, they aren't wearing a diaper like the little cub bear wears.
That's because that particular brand of toilet paper is soft to the rear.
I can't remember which one is it. That's not Charmin, is it?
Charmin is the most popular, yeah.
But I'm trying to think if that commercial that has the bear with a pair of underwear on the floor and the mama bear and the papa bear won't touch it.
Oh, yeah,
well,
it's
amazing what they'll do to sell products.
Oh, yeah.
Wipe ones behind.
But can you imagine now, all the commercials you'll see on TV are for businesses that are necessarily open. It's amazing. Yeah.
And anybody getting emails, everybody's chiming in to be safe because of the coronavirus. Etc., etc. I'm getting emails from people or businesses I've never done business with they're all jumping on the bandwagon using this to promote themselves.
That's something we got to watch out for, yeah.
So, and I heard rumor, I don't know how true it is, Toyota no longer will be making the Corolla. It'll be called the Corona.
Oh, really?
That's an attempt at humor, levity.
Yeah, well, the big car plant is closed. What's the name of the brand?
Honda.
Honda, yeah, it closed.
The last I read in the Marion paper was it cut back drastically on stuff. Some people across the street from me work at Honda, and, the one car's gone.
Yeah, Whirlpool, I'm told, is closed.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, you know, can you imagine the suppliers to Whirlpool and all the people that work there? My land, over 1,000 people.
Well, it's amazing what the government is going to do to pay. I didn't realize we had so many hundreds of billions of dollars. It's nuts. You got a commercial happening here in a moment.
Yes, I do. In 30 seconds. Okay, see ya. Okay. Yes, we're going to have a little break here in the action. And let's see. The largest hand dug lake in Ohio. Well, we're going to pause for a break here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Okay. It's now 29 minutes and 49 seconds after 10 o'clock.
Have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Wow, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. And now, let's see, I asked you about the big hand-dug lake that supplied water to the canal in Ohio. But my next question is, let me see if I can read it here. I've got a caller here. Okay, caller.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
The St. Mary's Lake over there, I guess it's St. Mary's.
You're correct. Salina, Ohio. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Somehow I remember that.
Yeah, well, that's good. Okay.
And I ain't quite as old as you, but I happen to remember it.
Yeah, right. I had relatives living in Salina. They used to visit us. And, that's a big lake.
Yeah, it are.
Yeah, I bicycled around it once.
Hey, you need to get better from where you had the personal accident. So
yeah, I may not be here next week. I don't know.
Hey, any of us could happen. That could happen too.
Oh yeah.
Even these young people.
Yeah, right. It's a strange thing to all of a sudden get that vertigo and you're down and don't even know it.
I heard that. Hey, I've heard on television about 10 days China hasn't had no more people come down with this virus.
Really? I wonder what they did.
I maybe it's time for it to leave.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Boy, that's something to hear. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Scott, he can answer this after a while. What do people do when the DMVs are closed to get their license plates renewed?
Oh, that's right. I understand that, yeah, they are closed, but I don't think, I would think there'd be some provision. I don't know. Well, we'll have to find out.
Scott might already have an answer for it, but
he
who
might
knows?
Have, yeah. Very good.
All right. Hey, I'll let you go back to asking more questions.
Okay. Thanks. All right. 10:33 is the time. And how are you all doing? Oh, boy. Well, let's see. What else do I have today? I had to sit down yesterday. Of course, I've been sitting quite a bit. And I had time to dream up some questions yesterday, but I still have not got an answer on the Liberty Bell traveling through Ohio in the early part of the century, and it ended up, well, for a while, in a town in Ohio that happened to be on the major railroad, and the bell was, oh my, all the churches rang their bells, and you know, they had quite a time in this little town. Now, a hint, this town was the only town that made a certain kind of cheese called Liederkranz. And I don't think it does anymore, maybe under a different label or a different company, but it was Borden's Liederkranz. Yeah, do you know what town that is? You can look it up probably on the internet. Type in Liederkranz, Liederkranz. I think that's how you spelled it. I think. 10:35 is the time. And let's see. Okay, we got Lake St. Mary's. And we still need the Liberty Bell. What town did it stop in and all the church bells rang? Now, here's a good one. When was the centennial first celebrated in Marion? What year was the first centennial celebrated? 7403399944. Okay. So, 10:36 right now. Do you know that? When was the first centennial of Marion County celebrated? And I've got the book. In fact, I think I have it in my, I don't know, I might have the book in my backpack. Just a second. Well, no, it's clear around the other side of the desk. What year was it that Marion celebrated the first centennial? Kind of interesting, because it doesn't line up with our centennial of today. Okay. Oh, my. Okay, we got Charmin. I'll cross that off. Oh, now here, boy, I tell you, if everything else failed, if I can get back to a certain restaurant at Put-in Bay to have lobster, what's it called? Lobster quiche? A bowl of lobster. What's a, it's not quiche. Oh, what's the name? Well, anyhow, what restaurant at Put-in Bay is world famous, you might say, for dishing out this lobster? Oh, it is so good. And there's healthy pieces of that lobster in the bowl you buy. And I'm sure this year, oh, can you imagine if everything is still closed at Put-in Bay when, the season opens up? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you won't be able to get lobster bisque. That's what I was looking for. Okay, let me see here. Okay, caller.
Were you looking for lobster bisque?
Yeah, right.
Ah, yep. Okay. Well,
now, can you tell me what restaurant is famous for it?
The Lobster's Tail.
No.
No.
I have no idea.
Oh, my land.
I don't dine up around the lake that much.
Oh, I do. But the first place I go when I get off the ferry boat and go into town is this particular restaurant, and it is always crowded. People getting their lobster bisque.
And there aren't any lobsters in Lake Erie.
No, well, no. There's no...
They use crawdads?
There's no salmon either in Lake Erie. But...
What is there that's in Lake Erie that they troll for really, really deep? It's some kind of a fish? I can't remember.
Well, that it could be...
Isn't that salmon?
No, I don't think... trout? I don't know.
Huh. Well, anyways...
Somebody July might tell
4th,
us. Yeah.
July 4th, 1922.
July 4th, 1922?
Yeah, the first centennial celebration.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, I think you're right.
Address of President Harding at the centennial celebration.
Yes, yes, along with, you know what, General? Gave the major speech?
Oh, geez.
He wasn't as tall as Harding.
He was in World War. He was in World War
One.
One.
Yeah.
Wait, it's Pershing, wasn't it?
Who?
Blackjack Pershing.
Yeah. So it was.
Pershing.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That speech took place at the Marion County Fairgrounds in the grandstand.
And was that the same grandstand that was there? That was torn down before the one we have now.
I think so, yeah.
The one before
right.
that.
The one that was tore down, the rebar was rusting so bad that its stability or goodness was gone.
Yeah, its structural integrity was in
That's right.
compromised.
Yes.
It's like if you go on 95 east, just before you hit the 23 overpass,
yeah,
you can see where a lot of that weathering and the rebar is exposed on the south side going eastbound as you go under the overpass.
Yeah, you ought to see Bucyrus. They had to close down Mansfield Street for a while because the railroad is a little bit slow in doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, with all these quarantining of this and that, I wonder if anybody's given thought to quarantining... freight trains.
No, because that's the heart of our leftover business.
But
you don't like the whistles.
Well, you can still, I mean, there are people there going from here to here and could have great potential of passing it on.
Yeah, that's right.
Spreading it.
Yeah. Well, all there is an engineer and conductor, isn't it? No, just an engineer.
Well, you have to remember the people that put the product on the cars and send the cars out and where the product's coming into the country, out of the country, here, there, and wherever.
Like out at Ted Graham's place.
Well, that's, you know, one of the nodes where they build trains and disperse goods and stuff. So,
for sure.
I wonder if they're going to quarantine the Corona beer out there.
I hope not.
Although that could be the cure.
Yeah,
you
that
12-pack of Corona beer.
That's right.
One bottle every half hour, and you should be cured.
Maybe a lot of people think I'm not going to drink that. That's Corona. Oh yeah.
Oh well.
Now, you know, an interesting thing I found. I always get when I go to Panda Express, I get a Pepsi Cola. No, it's Coca-Cola, I think, or Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made in Mexico.
But it's
really good.
How do you know it's made in Mexico?
It says on the bottle, made in Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wonder why they use bottles instead of off of a fountain.
Well, they can recycle the bottles. Yeah. But if you go to the fountain, that's a bunch of paper waste. Yeah. Of course, you can do that, too.
Yeah, that's right. I remember you had a straw and a bottle of
That's right.
Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Ah. Well, cheap labor. I mean, that's...
Well, I wonder.
Cheap labor.
The formula's a little different. It's a little, I like the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, do you know one of the main ingredients that was in the original formula for Coca-Cola?
It was cocaine.
Not just cocaine. The other was, it had lilac in it.
Lilac?
Yes. A lot. It had so much stuff in there, and it got to the point of being so expensive to manufacture, and then they came out with that new stuff, which was a big bomb that Bill Cosby was promoting and all of that. And now it's back to whatever it is now, before they went to the new stuff 30-some years ago.
Well, what I like is Moxie.
But you're hooked on Moxie.
Yeah, but nobody else is, just me.
Well, you got to go down to, what is it, Cracker Barrel?
Right.
In Delaware to get it?
Right, yeah. $1.49 a bottle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you talk about that major cocaine in the Coca-Cola.
Hmm.
Cocaine was sold in pharmacies over the counter up until 19...
That's right.
It was the mid-1920s, I think it was, when they took it under control.
Yeah, so, if not later. Yeah, I remember going to a drugstore and buying all kinds of remedies, and most of those remedies were alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a certain percentage.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, I got to run.
Okay, you got another break coming
yes,
up.
Yes, okay. Yes, okay.
Bye.
All right, yeah. What about you? What do you know? 10:45 is the time, and we'll be back here shortly after these timely words.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too, but after a while I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Back again. Okay, I talked myself into getting hungry for lobster bisque. Oh, boy. I haven't been hungry in days. Now, I don't know why. But my wife makes, such good dishes. And I sit down and, it's embarrassing. When do you get your appetite back? Oh, my. Well, if I went to the boardwalk in Put-in Bay and ordered a bowl of lobster bisque, but they'll be closed up until probably April or whatever. All right. Let me see. What else do I have here? Oh, I got a lot of different things. I can cross off boardwalk. Yeah, we already went through that. We went through Charmin, the most popular toilet paper. Whoever thought that people would be talking so much about toilet paper because it's something, you always felt kind of funny going out of the store with a load of toilet paper. But in the old days, people would buy a package of, four rolls or something like that, or six rolls, and that would last for a good long time. And now people want to load up their go-karts with more and more and more. Oh, my. And it's going to come down to the point, what else can I use toilet paper for? 10:48's the time, and we have some more questions today. Let me see, what would be a good one? Oh, here's one. If you're a railroader, you would know this answer. The coal dock north of Marion, you've all seen it, going up 23, it's to the west, and trains pass under that. And as a back in the days of steam, when a train slowed down and stopped, why, coal would come out of there as well as water. But what's the name of that place? It has a name in railroading. What is it? Yeah, answer that one. 10:49 is the time. Yeah, that's kind of, it's an interesting structure. My kids used to, when we went by there, they had a name they gave it, the old man standing on the railroad. But it has a name. Believe me, I don't know how it got its name, but it certainly has. And it'd be interesting to know how it got the name. But it's a name of an individual. 740-383-9944. Do I have you stumped? What's the name of the coal? They call it a tipple. The coal tipple on Route 23, just west and north of town. Here we go. I bet this is the answer. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Yes, this is the day you take advertising.
Yes, it is, but that's at 12:15 with Glenn Coble.
You're on till 12:15.
Yeah. You call every week, don't you?
Yes, I'm trying to get rid of some things, trying to download.
Yeah. Are you getting your groceries okay?
My groceries?
Yeah.
I got some beautiful dishes I'd like to sell. I got too many dishes.
Do you have a supply of toilet paper?
No.
No?
And I got some dolls I'd like to sell.
Yeah.
And so other things.
You want to get rid of a lot of stuff in your house, right? But now you know, your house would be under quarantine. People can't come to see you.
Well, not everything in my house.
Okay, well, anyhow.
But I'll have a lot of it ready by, let's see, this is what? I don't even know what day it is.
You don't know what day it is? I think it's Thursday.
Okay, I'll have a bunch of stuff ready by next Thursday.
Next Thursday?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe I can get it all together and make a look at it.
But what are you going to do when the grocery stores have limited hours and everything else? You can't get to. Can people come to your house safely?
Well, for the grocery store, what?
Well, anyhow, Glenn Coble's on at 12:15 today with Swap Shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right. The lady calls every week. And I guess it's never got through that we have Swap Shop on Thursdays at 12:15. Okay, going back to the railroad, you know, I love railroads. Really, since I was a little kid, I lived within a block of the TNOC, later on the New York Central. And I used to keep track of the numbers on the engines. And most of them started with a 17, like 49, 1780. I don't know why I did that, but, something to do different. And I always will remember shoveling our sidewalk off and hearing a train go by.
Disconnect.
Well, what?
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, Glenn says, don't forget, we'll be on at 12:15 for Swap Shop. Okay, yeah. All right. Okay. But what's the name of the coal dispenser and water dispenser North American on the right now. It's Norfolk and Southern, isn't it? Or Norfolk, yeah. Norfolk and Western, Southern. Railroads have changed around quite a bit. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller.
Yes, I know about the. It's called a shanty.
Oh, well, it has a regular name, too.
Well, you're talking about, I call it just vaguely, about the guy that was down here on, what was it, 309, and, yeah, he used to raise the gates up there by the Erie Yard there.
Oh.
Yeah, he used to raise it up and down because my dad used to work at American Malleable there.
Okay, I think one of those houses, a little like an outhouse, is still pictured or it's on display at the Marion Railroad Museum.
Yeah, actually, they got part of an old one out there at Tallgrass Trail. Somebody pushed over in the weeds there. It used to be something to do with that.
Oh, that was a cement thing.
Yeah, it's like a concrete shanty there.
Yeah, it probably had a telephone in it or something.
Yeah, I remember when they used to have them telephones up on the railroad.
Yes.
it was pretty wild because some of the kids would go up there and try thinking it was a regular telephone. That could have got you in a boatload of trouble today.
Boy. Yes. How about the place in Marion called Cinder Hill? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. If my mind was just, was that over there at the Quarry Park?
Well, it was near there, yes.
It was like a limeish white, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I think, that limeish was ground up limestone that was burned in the ovens there, Evans Quarry. But this was a cinder pile, cinders out of the railroad engines.
Interesting. I'm from a time a little bit later. I remember a class, we took a little trip, I think it was to Mount Gilead on a passenger train. That was the neatest thing ever.
It would be, yes. Woo! Yeah.
God, them were the good old days, Charlie.
Yeah, right.
A lot easier. People don't think so, but yeah. I think it was a little bit easier back then.
Yeah, so. I think so, yeah.
All right, okay. Charlie, I'm going to let you go there.
Very good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah. What is the name of the coal and water tipple, TIPPLE? That was the name of the structure. But that was a... The railroading name for that was what? Yeah. 10:56 already. My, where's this day gone? Okay. Coming up next after 11 o'clock, I will go back to the coal. Here. This is probably somebody that knows. Okay, caller.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
Cinder Hills used to be down at the end of Clinton, not only the end of Clinton.
Oh.
But right there by the creek.
Yeah.
Because I used to play down there. I grew up in the west side.
That must
have been. And that was Cinder Hills. And then later on, a cement place went in there, and they made cement down there.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. They made cement there for a long time.
That must have been quite a rough place to play on Cinder Hill.
We used to play army when there were BB guns.
Oh, I know what you mean. I used to when I was a kid.
We'd shoot each other with BBs.
Yeah, I went through that too.
It's the one we can put our eyes out, honestly.
Yeah, I went through the same thing. I had a guy shoot me with a BB gun, and I turned around and shot him.
Yeah, we'd go to the show and see an army show, and so when we got out, that's where we went. We went down there and choose up sides and stuff, and hiding and all that, you know, but it was Cinder Hills, you know. And there was a creek there run through there, still there.
Wow.
But some of it's been covered in because some of these factories used to dump water that used to come through there.
Oh, okay, that'd be the shovel, huh?
Yes, shovel and some of them. And it was illegal what they did, but they got by with it for years and years and years.
Well, interesting.
And now the creek's still down there. They call it, I won't say on the air, but they call it a crap.
Yeah, I
creek.
Know what you mean.
You know, it starts with an S, sorry.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And you know, another thing, I'll tell you what, you're one happy man. There's so many people ain't really happy, but when I hear you talk, you're happy about everything.
Well,
going
thanks.
On. And that's good for you, you know?
Well, if I ever get to the point where I can't really be happy, I don't know what I do.
Well, you know, there's a lot of sorry-ass people around.
Yeah.
They're mad when they get up in the morning and
wake up
and walk and do everything. And if you go out and look at some of these people, they have a hard time, you know?
Oh, yeah, I feel sorry for those walking and they're hunched over and...
Yes, yeah.
Oh, my, yeah.
And swinging their heads and stuff. But anyway, I like listening to you because you are happy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, Charlie.
Okay, see ya.
Okay, thank you.
All right, yes. Cinder Hill. How many others used to play around Cinder Hill? Boy, I've heard that for years and years, you know. I had an interesting tour once, too. I toured the Ohio, or the water company, which is called Aqua Now. That is, I wish everybody could see that. I don't know if they ever have open houses or not. But to see the process of purifying our water and the science involved. They have a laboratory. They make continuous tests. Really, that'd be a nice place to tour. 10:59 and a half already. Boy, it's moving right along. And you got anything to sell there, Glenn?
No, sir.
Oh, my.
Not yet.
Yes. Oh, my. Oh, it's really interesting, but we're going to break now for about 10 minutes and then be right back with some other questions and...
You're listening.